Good afternoon to all listeners and welcome to another edition of Construction is an Art, the program in which we talk about important topics related to the construction industry. Today we are going to remind you how important it is to take care of ourselves on a construction site. We must remember that construction industry is particularly prone to a high number of accidents and hazards, for example when performing earthworks or concrete, reinforced concrete and carpentry works, making an electrical system, as well as working at height. Stay with us if you want to listen to a few pieces of practical advice for everyone involved in the construction process, from investors, site inspectors, designers, site managers, to project managers, site engineers, master workmen, and foremen. Let's all make sure we work safely. First of all, we have to use personal protective equipment. This includes clothing, boots, gloves, goggles, dust masks, earplugs, and ear defenders, respirator masks, safety belts and harnesses, helmets and many others. The works that can be very dangerous and should be carried out with extreme caution are earthworks and works at height. This refers to earthworks in non-secured wide and deep excavations or in loose and wet ground, as well as with all the activities performed on scaffolds, ceilings, roofs, chimneys, ladders, stairs, posts, masts, and other tall building structures and platforms. To prevent accidents while doing such works, we need to remember about collective protection measures. In case of earthworks, these are mostly barriers, Berliner walls, palisades, sheet piles, or cavity walls, while works at height require guardrails, safety platforms and nets, sidewalk sheds. We also need to be extremely cautious when doing electrical works on site and using electrical tools and equipment. Failures to observe OHS regulations in this case may result in an electric shock, fire or explosion. What I should also add, though I guess it's obvious, it is crucial to mark the danger area on the site, set out access roads and work zones for machinery and equipment, use the required signaling, and above all, entrust works only to appropriately trained and authorized staff. Last but not least, don't forget we are all responsible for compliance with OHS rules. Of course, these are mostly site supervisors who should organize works in a safe manner, according to a safety and health protection plan, but it is also me, you, in general everyone who is on the construction site, even as a guest, who should be aware of and observe safety principles. A lack of concentration, no sense of danger, and bravado may be a serious threat to our lives and health. As you can see, quite a list of things to keep in mind. There is, of course, much more than that, so our telephone lines are now open for you to ring in with your questions to our OHS experts.